Before we turn to the Word of God, let me say that it is a pleasure to be with you this morning. In spite of all the things that are going on in the world, it is good to gather as the people of God and to hear God's Word together today. I will be reading the Gospel lesson, but I am going to add a scripture reading this morning as well, which will really be the heart of the sermon. I will also be reading from Psalm 46. And before we begin the word, let me also bring you greetings from the Christian Healthcare Center, which, like all nursing home facilities in the area, is on restrictions with visitors right now. After I'm done leading worship here today, I will go to work there this afternoon, so I will be keeping my distance from you as well so that I don't bring any germs into the facility. It is now our opportunity to hear the word of God. But first, let us pray. Holy God, open our ears to your voice, our minds to your will, and our hearts to your leading. Speak, Lord, for your people are listening. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Let us listen to the words of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. The word of the Lord. And now listen for the word of God as it comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 4, reading verses 5 through 30. So Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. And Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And the woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back. And the woman answered him, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you are right in saying, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. And when he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one who is speaking to you. Just then his disciples came. They were astonished to see that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, What do you want? Or why are you speaking with her? Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, Come. Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he? They left their city and were on their way to him. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to Christ. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. What an incredible time we are living through these days. Who would have ever imagined that a roll of toilet paper would become a hot commodity? Or that grocery store shelves would be stripped bare of canned goods and hand sanitizer? Or that we'd be perfecting the art of the fist bump and the elbow nudge when greeting our friends? Or that Disney World would close for days? Or that schools would just abruptly close for an undetermined amount of time? Fears about the coronavirus pandemic and all its residual effects seem to be made worse by the fact that there are lots of people eager to heighten those fears, and they have lots of channels to do so. And all of that can make it feel like life is literally spinning out of control and our collective national anxiety rises to heights never before known to this generation of people. Psalm 46 offers words of comfort and direction, a reminder that God is in control. And in between the words of the psalm writer came these one little word, Selah. We usually skip over that word when we're reading the Psalms, Selah. It shows up in Psalm 46 three times. Now, we're not real sure how it's pronounced. Some say Selah, 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 Selah. The Hebrew people back in the day knew how it was pronounced, but most scholars today agree that it's Selah. We're also not real sure of what it means. This psalm is subtitled A Song, A Psalm of the Korahites. The descendants of Korah were musicians who sang or played during worship services in the temple. And most likely, Selah is a musical notation that indicates a pause in the music, possibly for contemplation of what was just sung. It might be also an instruction for some sort of liturgical action, either by the worship leaders or by the choir or by the congregation. Maybe it was a cue to kneel or to bow your head or fold your hands or raise your arms. We're not real sure. But whatever it means, it stops the reader's flow. The word appears 74 times in the Old Testament, 71 times in Psalms and 3 times in other books. And because it shows up 3 times in Psalm 46, I think we need to pay attention to it. It seems to tell us, pause, reflect on what you just heard. Though the mountains tremble with its tumult, God is a very present help, Selah. And when the nations are in an uproar and kingdoms fall, the Lord Almighty is with us, Selah. Be still and know that I am God. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And to that we could add, Jesus said, I am the living water, the water from which you will never thirst again. Selah. It's as if the psalmist is telling us to stop, to pause. Think about it. Think about God with us in times of natural disaster. Think about trusting God in times of political and national turmoil. Trust God in those times when the earth under your feet seems to give way and you find yourself unable to stand. Those moments are seismic shifts in the way we live. Those life events that leave us flailing to grasp onto something or to someone to keep us from falling. And if it hasn't happened to you directly, then perhaps you've been nearby, standing with someone, doing your best to keep them on their feet. Apollo astronaut Alan Bean, who was the captain who flew on Apollo 12, once told a story about how test pilots evaluate problems that they encounter on flights. When something goes wrong, they simply ask, "Is this thing still flying in the right direction?" And if the answer is yes, then there's no need to overreact. Well, he told about the takeoff of Apollo 12 when the spacecraft was hit by lightning. The entire console on the spacecraft began to glow with orange and red trouble lights, and there was a huge temptation for the astronaut to do something. But instead, the pilots asked themselves, "Is this thing still flying in the right direction?" And they let the lights glow as they addressed the problems one by one. And Apollo 12 made it to the moon just as planned, and Alan Bean became the fourth human to walk on the moon. It was as if they were given a Selah moment, a time to breathe, to reflect, to trust that all would be well. Psalm 46 reminds us that God's trajectory will never let us down. Stay on course, he's saying. Trust in God. The people of ancient Israel reminded themselves of that need to trust, and we now remember that trust. Though the earth should change, though there be drought, floods, sinkholes, shifting sands on the shoreline, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though there be underwater volcanoes in the deepest parts of the ocean that create huge tsunami waves that crash inland, though there be tornadoes where the winds come and rip lives apart, though there be lava flows and avalanches and tumbling rocks that close off familiar traffic patterns, though there be wildfires that destroy millions of acres and change lives forever. These things were real fears and dangers to people in the ancient world, and they are still with us today. Earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, avalanches, volcanic eruptions, and disease. Things which, despite our advanced technology, are still vastly beyond our ability to control or stop. Selah. Think. Remember, when all seems to come crashing down on us, God is our refuge and strength. Selah. The second part of Psalm 46 declares that God is also present in the midst of disasters made by humans. God is in the midst of the city, even as the nations are in an uproar and the kingdoms totter. Again, there are real fears and dangers to people in the ancient world and to us today. To watch our investments precipitously plunge as stock markets tumbled brings on fear, uncertainty, and shakiness. To be a hospital patient or a nursing home resident who discovers suddenly no family members or friends are allowed to visit due to a declared national emergency is incredibly scary and unsettling. And imagined disasters can be as anxiety-producing as are the real ones. Fear-mongering leads to a belief system that encourages people to do unto others before they are done unto. Like the writer of the psalm, we look for God in the midst of that, and the promise is there. The Lord of hosts is with us. Selah. Think on that. Sing of that. Meditate on that promise. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob and Rachel is our refuge. Selah. Pause. Remember. Take a break and ask, is this thing still flying in the right direction? Psalm 46 is about God and about trusting God. Jesus, in his conversation with that woman in the well, asked her to trust him, to trust in the living water that he could provide for her. The final Selah of Psalm 46 is preceded by the Lord of hosts is with us. With us. The Hebrew word for that is Immanuel. It's a word that connects us to God. And Jesus himself was given a name containing that word, Immanuel, God with us. His last promise to his disciples expressed the same promise when he said, I am with you always. Life is full of pressure situations, times when it's tempting to overreact and do something drastic out of fear, whether rational or irrational. But it is important to ask ourselves, am I still flying in the right direction? Am I still trusting that God will guide me? Am I trusting God to care for my loved ones? Am I trusting God to see us through this pandemic? Am I trusting God that a cure and a vaccine will be found? And if the answer is yes, then breathe. Selah. Pause. One thing at a time. Trusting God will guide us. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord of hosts is with us. Selah. Let us pray. And let us breathe. Breathe in and out. Breathe in the Spirit of God, that God's Spirit may reside. O holy God, help us to trust you in these difficult days. Amen.